signed up. I have Paul McCarrier and Will Niels. Is Paul here?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Representative Flood, members of the Appropriations Committee, members of the Transportation Committee. My name is Paul T. McCarrier, and I grew up in Belfast, Maine, and I currently live in Stockton Springs. And I can see Sears Island if I just drive down the road a little bit. And I'm here speaking because many of my neighbors and community members could not be here to speak against this bill. In a time of budget cuts and fiscal crisis, when our state is burdened with debt and faces cuts in federal funding, this is no time for the state to get into the shipping business or to acquire a $343 million debt. There are many more questions about this Sears Island container port, such as what would the RFP to operate the port look like? What would the impact of increased industrial traffic on that region look like? What would be the decrease in tourist dollars because people would no longer desire to go to Sears Island because it was an industrial shipping port? And finally, what is the public benefit for Maine and the surrounding communities of Sears Island if there was a port to be put on that island? I don't think Maine should be getting into the business of owning a container port. This is because it is not profitable for the state, especially at the borrowing rate we're looking at, which is $200 million over 25 years for 5.5%. And whatever company operates the port, there could be questions of conflict between the public benefit and what's benefit for the corporation that's operating the port. The state has gotten into businesses before, and one specifically is they've gotten into the waste business when they acquired the Juniper Ridge Landfill in Old Town and now the Dolby Landfill outside of Millinocket. Maine bid out that operation, just like it suggested that we bid out this operation of this port. And that went to Casella Waste Systems, who now import hundreds of thousands of tons of municipal solid waste and construction and demolition debris from states like Massachusetts, New York, and Vermont, all at the expense of the well-being of Maine citizens. So I would ask you to please vote against this. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Any other questions for Paul? Thanks for coming.
Thank you.